On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 4 of 5 of ergonomics and injury prevention. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Staying productive often means staying on your feet and in motion for a lot of hours. However, repeated movements and static postures can lead to fatigue, strain, and long-term injuries without the right balance. One simple yet effective way to prevent these issues is by incorporating stretching and micro breaks into your daily routine. Stretching improves flexibility and circulation, helping the body recover from repetitive tasks. Micro breaks, even if it's just a minute or two, give the mind and body a chance to reset, reducing the risk of overuse injuries and improving focus. Workers feel better and perform better when these practices become a regular part of a facility's routine. Here are a few tips that are going to help you implement stretching programs and micro breaks. Number one, schedule group stretching sessions. A lot of companies will have a calisthenics or just a series of stretching before or after shifts or both. So make sure that you can set consistent times throughout the day, such as, again, the start of shifts or after lunch or even at the end of shifts for group stretching. This is going to help build a routine and create a shared sense of accountability. Number two, encourage personal routines. Everybody's tasks and physical needs vary, so encourage team members to identify and practice stretches that reach their target areas and areas of strain, such as shoulders, back, or wrists. Number three, educate on the power of micro breaks. Again, help staff understand that short pauses can go a long way. A 1 or 2 minute break to walk, stretch, change positions, or just relieve physical and mental fatigue is going to be great. Number four, post visual guides. Place easy to read posters or handouts in break areas or near workstations. Clear visuals of basic effective stretches make it easier for workers to practice good habits independently. And last but certainly not least, set the example. Supervisors and team leads should participate in these stretches and breaks. This powerfully conveys that safety and health are priorities, not just policies. And incorporating these minor adjustments into daily routines can lead to a safer and more energized workplace. When teams feel physically supported, they are less likely to suffer from strains or repetitive stress injuries. Even a few minutes each shift can make a noticeable difference in comfort and productivity. And building a culture that values stretching and micro breaks shows that safety is more than just compliance. It's about caring for people. And when workers feel cared for, the results show in morale, retention, and overall performance. So thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than MightyLine. MightyLine floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have MightyLine as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to MightyLineTape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.